Columbia, Vancouver, on the unceded traditional and ancestral territories of the Tsleil-Waututh, Musqueam, and Squamish Nations. I'm your host, Alex Bird, alongside my co-host.
Hello, I'm Hugh.
And this week on the airwaves, we're just going to be chatting about some of the new songs that came out about a week ago at this point. New songs that came out on Friday, as well as some albums that Hugh just wants me to talk about, that he wanted to talk about, and we're whatever other tangents we may end up going on.
That is correct. All right, so today is Thursday, January 19th. The music we'll be talking about came out on, as you know, music comes out every Thursday night, aka Friday, but we're on the West Coast, so we get Thursday night.
Yeah, Thursday 9 p.m.
We'll be talking about songs that came out on January 12th.
Mm-hmm.
There were no albums.
Well, at least albums of note to
us. Or, yeah, albums that we sat down and fully listened to. Mm-hmm. There were a few EPs. We got songs from Miley Cyrus, BZRAP and Shakira, Sam Smith, M83, Party Next Door, Paramore, Diplo, Kodak Black and Diplo together. I mean, how many people? I have so many people drop each week. Where do you want to start, Alex?
I think we probably ought to start with the biggest song that came out. Speaking about Flowers by Miley Cyrus.
Yeah.
Pretty nice cut.
Yeah, dude. I mean, Miley Cyrus, like, I think outside of, like, after, what is that record with Party in the USA? Because that's...
Oh, that was, like, basically her she was still in her Hannah Montana phase.
Exactly. So after that, like, I know that she shows up in Wrecking Ball's, like, this crazy, abrasive...
Wrecking Ball, which it really wasn't.
No, just, like, the music video.
Looking back on Wrecking Ball, nothing about that needed to be as controversial as it was. Or, like, everything she did was whatever. It was her expression, and
I'm pretty sure she was only like half naked. And wasn't it the music video that made it
come? Yeah, it was all the music video.
Yeah.
Like, the song itself is whatever.
It's a good song.
Yeah.
It's a good Miley Cyrus makes good pop, let's say that. Unfortunately, her dad is featured on the greatest song of all time, so always stuck there.
What do you consider the greatest song of
Old
all time?
Old Town Road, baby. No, like, Miley Cyrus makes good pop, mm-hmm. and there's always, her life is probably insane, so you know that there's always some depth in it. She gets crazy features when she wants to. Her last record has Dua Lipa, Billy Idol, Joan Jett, Stevie Nicks. That's kind of insane.
Yeah.
She always has something cool to talk about. I like Miley Cyrus's pop. Mm-hmm. I like Flowers. Flowers, the chorus of Flowers, which is I can buy you flowers.
I can buy myself flowers.
I don't
know
if we can even say that, but yeah, and it's so I think the newest album is about her recent divorce with her ex-husband, who is, I believe it's Liam Hemsworth. It's not Chris, so it's the other Hemsworth.
Yeah.
And this song is like a response to the chorus of When I Was Your Man by Bruno Mars, which was their quote-unquote song. Yeah.
What was it? Like, I could have bought you flowers.
I hope he buys you flowers.
Oh, yes. There we go.
Hold your hand.
Mm-hmm.
I can hold my own hand. She says that.
Yeah. Which I like. I like that she's responding to that. Or at least she's making, like, a song that's the foil to...
I know.
Another huge...
I love that Bruno Mars song, man. I love, possibly a hot take, but I think Unorthodox Jukebox is a 10 out of 10.
Yeah.
I love that record. I can never get tired of When I Was Your Man or Young mm-hmm. Girls or Locked Out of Heaven.
Oh, yeah. Bruno's a freaking legend.
Yeah, but I mean, this song, I think, brought attention back to her because she actually had two records that I wasn't aware of. I mean, I heard, like, the Dua Lipa one, but I wonder if this will pick up some traction because when Miley has a song about her life, people tend to listen. Because she's been in our lives forever. Like, Hannah Montana, like, Miley's kind of grown up with us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was, you know, early 2000s.
Yeah.
Or, like, I guess late 2000s, early 2010s was the come up.
Yeah, so our generation has, like, kind of unrequited love for her. And so people always stick around.
Mm-hmm.
and listen to her music, and I think that's dope. And she still makes solid pop, man.
Yeah, Flowers is still good, and whatever the record that comes along with it, hopefully, you know, gets attention. Because, yeah, it has been... The Dua Lipa song was big, so...
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah.
It's a good song, too, man.
Mm-hmm. She's had her hits, and seems like she's got another one.
I haven't checked the Billboard charts. We can check them.
No, but I think it's, like, top of Canada, top 50 on Spotify or whatever. Like, it's...
That counts for something.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely, it counts for something. You want to talk about Ocean's Niagara by M83, you know?
I mean...
Because I want to.
It's just like... You do?
Well, I don't have a huge amount to say about it, but just I like that it's...
It's a cool M83.
It's a cool M83 song. They're doing their thing. Your hypothesis about that song, this is based on absolutely nothing, but your hypothesis about that song is that the instruments are real.
Oh, I just... The drums sound real. I think the drums sounded real. I'd have to go back.
Yeah. But,
you know,
there's a good amount of variation.
They're a band, aren't
they? I'm not sure. But there's...
Oh,
you know,
is it only one guy?
There's a good amount of variation to the instrumental, which dominates the track. There's not really lyrics.
No, but that's not what you get from M83.
No, but there's still enough. There is just one guy. Anyway. There is just one guy in M83. It seems like, according to the Spotify, but I assume whatever album is coming along with Ocean's Niagara is going to be another nice, mostly instrumental album.
Yeah, dude, I think that this kind of... So we kind of... The way that when you and I sit down and listen to new music, when there's no big album and we don't have anything, is we go to New Music Friday or I go to my release radar. And on New Music Friday, this is the number 6 song on there, and there's some pretty damn big artists underneath. We got Gucci Mane, Paramore, Party Next Door is directly under M83, and obviously M83's big hit is like a decade old.
Yeah.
But I think that when you're this high on New Music Friday, this gives you some traction. Like, I would never have listened to this, and I enjoyed this, so I might tune back into them. And I really enjoy listening to M83, like, when it's cold and rainy and you're in there with your LED lights. Like, it's a good listen, man.
Mm-hmm.
And... Your mind can go anywhere. They really like, I feel like M83 music gives you a setting and then do what you want with the setting. Like this song gives you like this, you can pick a forest or whatever, or Niagara Falls, and then you write the narrative to it. And that's what I really like about the song. That's what I like about songs with no lyrics that are still like meaty, because there's so much composition and instrumental in them that you can kind of take them wherever you want them to go. So I really like this M83 song.
I like that analysis. It gives you a nice atmospheric soundscape.
Yeah, man. That's the perfect way to put it.
That you get to just sort of explore and attach your own meaning to it.
Yeah, I would every song that we talk about here, are songs that we would recommend people go and listen to.
That's not true. Because we might talk about a song that
So I like Ocean's Niagara by M83 is absolutely worth checking out with the pretext that you know that it is a vibe, an atmospheric song.
Yeah.
Underneath it, like we mentioned Party Next Door. I love Party Next Door.
It's
was my favorite artist for a long time. Yeah. I loved Party Next Door. I loved his albums.
I think the Party Next Door song is still pretty atmospheric in its own way.
Yeah, yeah. I mean,
it's still like spacey and you know, reverb-y, melodic.
I'm pretty critical of this Party Next Door song because...
Well, because you actually...
Because I love Party Next... Because I have like something invested in Party Next Door.
Yeah. Because he's one of your guys.
Yeah. And now
And to me, this song just kind of sounded like...
A Party Next Door song.
Yeah, a pretty standard Party Next Door song.
Yeah.
It's all the beats you'd expect it to.
Yeah, I just think there's too much going on with the additional harmonies. The main melody and the thematics are like a classic Party Next Door song. It's pretty funny. Funny from a sarcastic point of view and like a step back point of view. But I think there's too much going on in the song. Now his production's always atmospheric and he kind of really encapsulates that, like, OVO sound. Like, you know he's always just going to hit that.
Yeah.
That, like, Toronto, airy, night drive sound. But I really am not... I'm sure it'll grow on me because as I mentioned, when the song came out, the Party Next Door's most previous record, which is Party Mobile, which I love.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a huge fan of that. That came out like right as COVID hit. So I was just like staying up like till like 3 a.m. listening to this because I had nothing else to do.
Mm-hmm.
And oh no, the singles were huge actually. I didn't like The News, but then Loyal, I love Loyal. And Split Decision's like one of my favorite PND songs. So we'll see. The first Party Next Door single from an album, I usually takes me a while. I think it's just like my expectation is kind of askew because I haven't listened to him for so long and I've wanted him to drop something for so long that I expect it to be something like...
You expect it
come and see or like recognize or something like that.
Or you just expect it to be something that sounds like he was working on it for 3 years?
Well, I know that's not the case with him, but... No.
But that's still, like, I think the natural expectation that people have when it's been a long time since the last thing, that you're going to hope that whatever the next thing is sounds like they've spent the entire time in between perfecting this thing, even though that's, if you've spent a long time in between releases, you probably, the reason why it's been a long time is because you haven't been able to be working on stuff.
Yeah. Or you're just creatively in a rut.
Well, no, that's what I mean.
Yeah.
You're creatively in a rut and you're not, like, coming up with anything good.
Well, I know that I'm not sure how much he actually enjoys making music.
Why would you think
he does? Because I know that he hates being in the limelight. I know that he prefers to songwrite.
Mm.
Like, I'm pretty sure he still lives in Mississauga, fam. The Sauga City. Yeah. But moving
bigger,
on.
Bigger than Vancouver, Mississauga.
It's pretty much Toronto, man.
Well, yeah, but it's, like... City of Vancouver is smaller than the city of Mississauga, and that always is entertaining to me.
That irks you?
No, it's just funny that, like, a suburb of Toronto is bigger than the city of Vancouver in terms of population.
Dude, Toronto's a big city, man.
Toronto's a big city.
I mean, look how many mainstream artists come out of Toronto. It's, like, equivalent to L.A., dude. And yeah, they're even bigger, man.
It's the arts and it's one of the cultural hubs of the country. It's where everything is.
Of the content. Almost, dude. Like, three of the top 10 biggest artists in the world are out of Toronto. So. Mm-hmm. All right, what should we talk about next?
Do you want to touch on... I kind of want to touch on Wasted. Diplo, Kodak Black.
I mean, I don't think
Co-Wetzel.
Yeah, Diplo always shows up.
Yeah, sure.
It's an awesome... I think it's a cool track, man, for what it's worth. Like, I'm only ever going to listen to it. I don't know, maybe a day party. It's like a Florida track, man.
Yeah, I just think that Kodak ruins it.
Oh, he's fine.
I don't think he adds anything to that song. I think it would have just been better if Kodak wasn't there at all, and it was just Diplo and Co-Wetzel. As Diplo, embarks on his country thing now.
Yeah, no, he kind of flip-flops.
Yeah.
Oh, he actually released... Wow, I actually, like... thought that I really kept up with Diplo, but he dropped a record and I wasn't aware of it.
Anyway, that's beside the point. Wasted is kind of funny because it's Diplo and Kodak Black and it's kind of a country song, but there's still Kodak Black there. But that's kind of all it's worth for me. It's just that it's kind of a funny combination of people that don't really go together, in my opinion.
Well, Diplo has like his alter ego, Thomas Wesley, which is like the country. He has a whole country record.
Nice.
And it has, like, some pretty hilarious people on it, actually. But
any Wheeler Walker Jr. appearances?
No, sir.
Ah.
Billy Ray, he has, like, the Lil Nas X remix, and it's kind of wild. But
oh, yeah, Diplo does have that. That is a thing that exists.
I mean, I don't know if maybe it's, like, what Kodak Black does on this song, which is kind of, like... He's more like singing, rapping melodically than doing bars.
Mm-hmm.
And it's fine. I don't think it ruins the song because I don't mind. Like my expectations for Kodak are to do that.
Oh, yeah. Maybe it doesn't ruin the song as much as I just think it would have been a better song if there was no Kodak.
Yeah.
Like maybe he doesn't ruin it.
No, that's fair.
But I think it'd be a lot better without him.
As I'm scrolling through these songs we've written down, I have the Hit Boy Offset song, which is just like a classic Offset Hit Boy song. Just like a good 808 heavy trap song with like an chorus that's okay.
Isn't this the first release? Isn't this like Offset's first release since Takeoff Pass?
I think it's a Hit-Boy release.
Well, it is under Hit-Boy's name. That's true. So maybe we can't, you know, assume. Yeah, it is a Hit-Boy release. So I guess it's, you can't really call this an Offset's first thing, because who knows when Offset recorded this verse.
I mean, that's an interesting conversation. The whole Offset hasn't really released anything since that, which I thought was a pretty bad album.
Father of Four?
Three or four years ago.
Yeah.
I mean, there's actually some... Actually, Red Room is a dope song. I forgot about that song. That's a cool song. I mean, the Migos went... Rest in peace, Takeoff. Now, the reason that we're kind of talking about this is because they were obviously... That relationship was completely marred.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe even to the point of no return. Or in the near future. Obviously, like, family always comes back together. I don't know what I expect from Offset.
No. Yeah, I
expected radio silence, to be honest. So him coming out with this... Now, obviously, this is likely recorded.
Yeah, but still, I mean, he would still, I assume, need Offset's permission before he drops the song.
So
maybe he's opening up again.
Yeah, and I have seen Quavo. Quavo was at, like, the college football playoff game, like...
Mm-hmm.
He I don't know if, like, I kind of expected them to both, like, be out of the limelight for a while. But I guess they know they have to keep their image up and stuff. But I don't know, man. I didn't expect this song to come out. Now that I think about it, maybe this song isn't...
It's probably not emblematic of too much.
No, it's a Hit-Boy song.
Yeah.
I mean, but Hit-Boy does have some, like... Actually, never mind.
No.
I'm mistaking Hit-Boy for Boy Wonder.
Oh, yeah.
Boy Wonder's crazy.
Hit-Boy, Boy Wonder.
I think the Ava Max record's worth talking about.
Yeah.
Ava Max is like...
She's kind of established now as like a thing. I remember enjoying Sweet But Psycho.
Oh, I really actually dislike that song.
Or at least like hearing it a lot on Canada Top 50.
Yeah.
On that playlist and just be like, this is cool. This is someone different.
I always find that she's like the... I always felt like she was like the junior or the cheap version of Dua Lipa. Or maybe like Rita Ora. I always kind of group them all together. But it's actually an EP. Now, Ava Max makes like grandiose chart-topping pop. Yeah. Every song on there is meant for you to...
Every song is like an explosive chorus.
Yeah, it's all, I love, man. Like, so
that's
this
trying to...
This is probably outside of the... We skipped over the Bizarrap Shakira song, which is my favorite.
Mm-hmm.
This is my favorite song off of... Or that I heard in the last week.
Nice.
It
is good.
I love that kind of pop, though. And Ava Max always hits it. Wherever she's aiming, she hits... Or wherever I'm expecting, she hits it. And it's always good. It's not too high, it's not too low. I've yet to hear an Ava Max song that I've, like added to a playlist and actively listened to it. But every song I throw into, like, my giant gym playlist or I have it in, like, one of my huge, like, airplane playlists or something like that. Yeah. Like, she's worth listening to, for sure.
Worth listening to, but, you know, kind of background fodder.
Should we talk about... I think I want to touch on Ty Dolla $ign. Now, he released this song, 2022, which came out, like, on New Year's Day. Or it came out, let's check.
It came out in 2023. I assume 2022 came out in 2023. Word up to Ty.
Yes. January 7th. Now, I mean, Ty Dolla $ign.
I don't have a lot to say about this.
I that's fine. I have something to say. So, like, Ty Dolla $ign used to be that guy when an album dropped. And back when albums dropped, and one of the most exciting things was who's featured.
Mm-hmm.
And whenever you saw a Ty Dolla $ign song, it was just instinctual that you assumed it was a good song. Because of the word, like he did Ordnaw, Psycho.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he's like, and I mean, that's why his latest record is called Featuring Ty Dolla $ign, because he was like the most featured artist from like 2016 to 2019.
Yeah, he got around.
And I loved his records, too. Like, I remember Beach House. There were a couple songs on there. There was, like, X with YG. Like, I used to really like Ty Dolla $ign. And, like, his verse on... his work with Mustard's always hilarious. Like, those mustard beats are so funny. And I just think Ty Dolla $ign goes crazy on mustard beats. But then he just became, like, the background singer for just, like, the harmonizer for, like, every major artist. Like, he appears on, I believe he appears on Mr. Morale just singing. Or maybe it's Donda. He's on Ye, the YE album.
Yeah.
He's, like, one of two features on Scorpion. He's featured on a Drake song in CLB, and he's literally just singing harmonies.
Yeah.
Like, the fall of Ty Dolla $ign to me.
Is it a fall?
Maybe not.
I don't know if he was ever.
He was regarded as a good artist.
Yeah, and he can still be. I think he's.
Maybe this song, he just pretty much goes, oh, the whole time. Like, he does his Ty Dolla $ign thing.
Maybe he's just being having his role recontextualized. I was never as invested in Ty Dolla $ign as you, so maybe I just don't care as much about the fall, if there is a fall.
No, I used to really like, in 2017, when I was super into, like, melodic hip-hop, with, like, Uzi and Jeremy, Tory Lanez, and Future, who, like, Swae Lee, like, Ty Dolla $ign, I would, like, there were songs, like, that were rotated heavily on my playlist.
Mm-hmm.
And he has some classics. Like, some of his songs are classic, man. Like, Wavy. Or L.A.
L.A.
Or Orna. Like, there was a while where I was really into Ty Dolla $ign, so.
Okay.
And this 2022 song's, it's barely a song. Mm. It's just, like, him kind of, like, humming around. Yeah, crooning. He doesn't, like, say anything, like, a value about his year. Maybe he, like, had a bad year or something, and he doesn't.
He's just not doing anything on the song.
No, and I think that it speaks loudly to that era of music where people were, like, I feel like people, and I feel like it happened to Travis Scott, where, like, features were, like, counted in your catalog, and they affected your perception of you, like, heavily.
I still think they do.
I don't think it is as much anymore.
Mm.
I don't look, like, now I prefer records with no features when I prefer records with all features.
Okay.
So now when there's, this might just be personal, like, now when there's a record with a feature, I'm like, oh, it's cool that he was on it.
Yeah,
I used to seek them out, and now I don't. And
all right. I think it's, for me, it's different. I don't think I feel that way about features. I feel like I count features as part of, like, that own artist's catalog, and, like, this is also their song. If they're featured on it, they can still, like, claim it in a way as their, not to the same extent as, like, the main artist, but, you know, it's still, like, their song. It's still a contribution that they made, that they put in to the world of music. Like, this is, it's still, their name's still attached to it. It's still them. It still should be taken into consideration with everything else.
Yeah. But it's pretty much what I was, like, those artists who, like, when we used to think about it like that, like, Ty Dolla $ign was that guy who always had good features. Swae Lee always had good features.
Yeah, right? Okay.
And those guys, now they have bad music. So I just think that the barometer for features was so high then. Like, we use the feature barometer as so much.
There are guys who are definitely better as features.
Yeah, like Ty Dolla $ign.
Mm-hmm.
And Swae Lee.
Or Lil Baby.
Yes.
Had some great.
That's kind of a hot take, fam.
Lil Baby had some great features in 2020 and 2021. And then his next album that he comes out after that feature run with, like, Pride is the Devil and Hurricane and songs like that.
Wants and Needs.
Yeah, Wants and Needs was great. And then It's Only Me, which we talked about last week, as being an album that really let us down. Or at least to me, anyway. I was disappointed in it because he didn't do anything different or interesting. It was just the same, like, Lil Baby type beats and the same Lil Baby type flows. And he wasn't doing anything different. So, yeah, so there's artists that are great feature artists, and there's artists that do great solo work, and there's people that do both. And I think while the feature counts as part of your expression and who you are, if you can only do good features, but you can't, like, come up with an original song on your own and have it be good, then obviously that, like, the fact that you do great features with other people's work is not going to, like, fully compensate for that.
And that's kind of what I was getting to.
Yeah, like I'm going to look at you as less of an artist if you can only do good features.
And that is Ty Dolla $ign. And I guess that's why his album's called Featuring Ty Dolla $ign.
Because that's just his shtick.
Yeah, and I just think that he was kind of I feel like Future music is so contemporary.
Feature music?
Yeah, like records with a million features.
That is a very modern thing.
And I feel like he was always at the front of that. And I feel like his kind of just he just dissolved, man. He just disappeared. Yeah. And I think that's kind of telling about the features. That's just for me, though. Because I do prefer records with no features.
I like features. I think they help to break. They at least, if nothing else, features help me remember the difference. Like, after the first listen through an album, and kind of every song kind of blends. Unless it's, like, super standout to me anyway, they all kind of blend together until I listen to them all more and can actually, like, figure out what makes each song distinct. Having a feature, at least on the first listen, it's like, okay, this is the song with Ty Dolla $ign, this is the song with Lil Baby, etc. As opposed to them just sort of being, because at least if nothing else, looking through the track list, you can see the feature name and it helps to make things a little more distinct to me. Okay. But that only counts for the first listen. And like once I get more familiar, then they don't really serve that purpose as much anymore. But I don't really remember what my point was.
No, you enjoy features.
I enjoy features. They matter. I like how everything's very collaborative.
That is dope. That is true.
Like, I like how there's just these ecosystems, basically, of artists who you always see coming together and collaborating, even if they aren't, like, part of a group.
Yeah, that
like,
is
like dope. Like what we're talking about with Metro Boomin. Like, he just kind of got his friends together and made a record.
Yeah, he's a squad, man. He's giving them all a bag.
Mm-hmm.
What do you want to touch on next? I know you want to touch on that Logic song. There's not much to say about the song, I don't think.
Yeah, the song is honestly not a lot of much. It's like, every day, wake up, or however it is at the start, for like a minute. Yeah, there's not a whole lot really goes on in the song, to be honest.
Should we discuss? I feel like Logic might be worth discussing once and probably the once and only, really.
Okay. Well, should we have that discussion maybe after a song?
All right. What should we play?
I want to play, we touched on it, we should play Her Old Friends by Party Next Door.
Okay.
We should play that song. Remember the clean version?
Yes, sir. All right. Okay. This is Her Old Friends, single by Party Next Door.
Yep. Well, music's on the menu.
Am I G-Rad? All my old friends. Y'all let that girl anybody. She out here catching everybody. Don't not lean on anybody. Don't not be seen with everybody. Gonna be so hard to clean back that body when I want it. Oh, yeah, I was to take her out the game. Who's to blame? What's my name? I'm trying to get the bad, do every, and on my name. Hey, when the bad, the every is done. Every time she throw a little tantrum, she wanna in vain. Ooh, on my name. I can speak about it real loud. Cause I don't when these other rappers change, I don't tell you. I'm the HNIC. I'm not from Spelman, I ain't got to tell you what that mean. And I can say it right here, all out like the sauce walls. And them come show me love.
Show me love.
Wet like Fiji, when big peace that be in the club. When they see me, all they greet me, show me love. I'm with wearing VV, flawless, they don't f*** scrubs. Yeah, but I just need my shorty back, yeah. Richer than I ever was. And when I call, pick up, don't let your friends answer those.
bro. All my so friends. Yeah. Y'all let that girl fuck anybody. She out here catching everybody. Don't not lean on anybody. Don't not be seen with everybody. It's gonna be so hard to clean back that body when I want it. Told you that I love that girl. I was in the house, I was speaking candy. And your common sense seemed to vanish. I always knew I had a bad, and everybody's trying to bag it. But you gave it away. Girl, you made a mistake, and I'm living with it now. Gotta explain it to the kids like my business. No, I need a time or a place to start tripping. Yeah, my friends and all. Lean on anybody. Don't not be seen with anybody. It's gonna be so hard to clean back that body.
Authentic flour tortillas pan-fried until golden brown.
Yum!
Or vegan taco kits filled with traditional Mexican chilies and spices.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Or how about vegan potato and chorizo taquitos?
How can I get these foods immediately?
Buy Lita's Mexican Foods.
Sounds delicious. Tell me more.
Lita's Mexican Foods is a female-managed, plant-based Mexican food innovator in BC. Their products come prepackaged and frozen at tons of local grocery stores around Metro Vancouver. Not to mention they can be cooked in under 10 minutes.
Wow, that sounds perfect for me. I've been so busy lately and dinner takes so long to make. Where can I get my hands on some Lita's Mexican Foods?
Lots of places. Whole Foods, Choices, Stong's, Vegan Supply, Donald's, and even UBC Bookstore. Hey, where are you going?
To buy some Lita's Mexican Foods. See you later.
See ya.
At Dunkin' Donuts, each and every
radio show
is brewed fresh and served fresh at the peak of its flavor. If you're a tough customer, only the taste of this
radio show
will do. So go ahead. Let Dunkin' Donuts make your
radio experience
exquisite.
Indeed.
Dunkin' Donuts, serving sweet treats from the Pop Underground. Thursdays, noon to 1.
Listening to
CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Ice cream man, go ahead in. I want this over here and a toast on by my father. And give me this ice over here.
And we are back from the ads and having played Hurled Friends by Party Next Door.
My opinion may have been changed already, man. That's a catchy track.
He's a fanboy no matter what.
Yeah, man. He texted me.
He did not text.
He texted me about this drop.
Oh, yeah. Hugh gets text notifications on his phone for every Party Next Door drop. So he likes to say that he's got Party Next Door in his contacts.
That is funny because it's like, yo, it's Party.
Sometimes he texts him back. Hey, bro, let me get a feed. Hey, bro, I got this new song I want to show you.
How many honey buns?
One of these days, he'll reply, Hugh, I believe. I believe. Don't worry.
Dude. Man. I don't know what I would do. I'd fawn.
Oh, yeah. You'd get starstruck.
I'd fall over like those girls in like old Disney shows.
You'd get starstruck. You'd have stars in your eyes.
Yeah. Anyways.
You wanted to talk about Logic.
Ah.
You wanted me to talk about Logic.
No, I just... Well, I mean, I don't really have that much to say about Logic. I thought that, look, he came up. I mean, I think, he immediately, I think, had negative connotations around him because he was white and he was kind of open. And he talked about kind of like his shitty childhood. And he kind of insisted on talking about his biraciality, which I think really pissed a lot of, like, hardcore hip-hop fans off. I didn't give a damn. So we have that. His first album's okay. Second album is The Incredible Adventure, whatever.
Incredible True Story.
Yeah. And then he just kind of, everything seems to blow up in his face. I remember people used to claim that he was stealing from everyone. I once watched a video of like 10 minutes of Logic copying Kendrick Lamar and J.
Well, yeah, he definitely wears his very modern influences on his sleeve. Like the start of... Pretty sure it's the start of Under Pressure, like the song Under Pressure on the album
Good
Under
record.
Pressure, sounds exactly like the start of Sing About Me, I'm Dying of Thirst. Like, it's the same sample. So, he was definitely very influenced by people like Kendrick Lamar and his contemporaries.
Yeah, and everything just like, I mean... Obviously, that 1-800 song is enormous. That
yeah,
song was
1-800 is huge, and also maybe a not like a net good in his public perception.
I'm just looking that he has a 12-minute song with Neil deGrasse Tyson.
Oh no!
Called
yeah.
Afrarian.
Yeah, that's some Logic type thing right there.
Yeah. He has songs featuring his dad.
Mm-hmm.
He has a song with Will Smith called It's Good to Be Different. Like, that's the stuff that I think really, like, he was getting ripped for stuff like that. Because he was in, like, the hardcore hip-hop industry, and I think that he let all that get to him.
Oh, he definitely, I think he did. I think that's one of, like, the big themes on No Pressure is that it got to him. Like, songs like Dark Place, where he's, like, how he was just talking about how he just hated being online because it was just a bunch of people hating him all the time and things like that.
Yeah.
I think that was probably, or definitely, like, influenced the decision he had to, you know, quote-unquote retire, although 6 months later, he's like, I'm back, baby, I'm out of retirement.
But I think that the retirement was, like...
I feel like the retirement...
It became like a victory. He wrote like a storybook ending. Like, he was such a hated character. I remember Confessions of a Dangerous Mind. People thought was just like corny and goofy.
Yeah.
That's the record with Will Smith. Don't be afraid to be different.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's... You're going to get slammed for that, man. Just because people just associate Will Smith with like the woohoo kind of rap.
Will Smith don't got a cuss in his records.
No. Will Smith, man.
Don't
got a
cuss in
another
his
fall from grace.
Will Smith's fine.
Well, yeah.
Will Smith's fine.
No Pressure was like, No Pressure. I hadn't listened to a Logic album in 5 years because I listened to The Incredible True Story. I didn't listen to Logic. I heard 1-800 because I like Alessia Cara and I like Khalid. Mm-hmm. Like, it was a good catchy song.
Yeah.
For some reason, people thought the meaning was corny, and I guess that's just hip-hop fans, but I thought it was wholesome. And
it's a good song. It was overhated for sure.
Yeah, a little bit, but it's because it was Logic, and his previous actions, pretty much his previous actions of letting the hip-hop community know that his skin was thin, which is like a cardinal sin. That's like Drake's cardinal sin, right?
Yeah.
Is that everyone who says something to him, it pisses him off.
Mm-hmm.
No Pressure's a good record. Out of all this bullshit, No Pressure comes up. He's like, I'm done. I have no pressure. This is like the music I want to make. Yeah. And it was dope, man.
Yeah.
From what I remember, I've listened to it twice.
I like it a lot. I like that album a lot. I like Soul Food 2 a lot. I like Celebration a lot. I think it was a good album. And I think the retirement thing became more of a symbolic retirement than an actual retirement. Because then he has, like, 6 months later, he's like, I'm back, and here's Bobby Tarantino 3.
I haven't listened to any music from him since.
I haven't listened to Bobby Tarantino 3. I listened to Vinyl Days, and I enjoyed that album.
I remember Fantano not ripping it.
Yeah, Fantano's on that album. He was also... Because what Logic has on that album is, like, a bunch of... Like, the reason why it's 30 songs
Didn't
is because
you say Aaron
there's, like...
Aaron Judge was on this?
Yes, Aaron Judge is on it. Like, Rainn Wilson is on it. Because...
What?
He's got, like, eight or so of these, like, voicemail messages from these various celebrities.
Michael Rapp.
Yeah, Michael Rappaport. Of these various celebrities who are just, like...
Tony Rovolori.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm just Nardwar. Oh, no, that's a song.
Well, he, I think, also has
Needle
a
Drop.
Nardwar thing. Yeah, Needle Drop. He's got...
These are all, like, haters or just people?
No, these are, like, his friends.
I
people
swear
he
that.
Likes. Who are...
Fantano contributed to the Logic hate.
Absolutely. But now... But, I mean,
that's crazy,
they had an interview together. Fantano's given him good reviews on No Pressure and Vinyl Days, so I think they're cool.
Yeah, I remember you told me you recommended Vinyl Days, and I went and looked at it, and it was 30
it's
tracks.
It's 30 tracks, but it's only like an hour total, because every song's like a two-minute quick, like kind of quick, a little loose.
It's a song called J.J. Abrahams.
Kind of, yeah, that's just J.J. Abrams talking.
For 19 seconds.
Yeah. So it's got a lot of stuff like that, which is, like, kind of logic-y, and they're all like, oh, because he does, like, lean into the retirement narrative super hard, even though he wasn't retired really at all. But I think it's just more of a symbolic change of, like, I'm just going to have fun, do my own thing. Like, No Pressure was his last record with Def Jam, and now he's, I believe, independent. Or at least not associated with a major label anymore. And on that album, he does...
He's with Def Jam still.
Oh, okay. Maybe Vinyl Days was the last one. I thought he was done.
I did, but this is distributed by Visionary Music Group, Def Jam.
Okay.
Wow.
There is someone...
He produced everything on here?
He produced a lot of it, yeah. Yeah, he's come out...
Dude, I remember that.
He's also come out recently with, like, some just beat albums. Just albums of just hip-hop beats that he's made. Like, he's getting into production now as well. More than just being a pure rapper. Although he produced some stuff on No Pressure and stuff like that,
yeah,
as well.
Yeah, I remember
he had
No ID on almost every song on No Pressure. And I thought that No ID's dope, man.
Mm-hmm.
He has Toro y Moi producing on No... That's crazy.
I think it's just a sample.
Oh, no, he has production credits.
Oh, okay.
Oh, but I guess if it is, like, a production sample.
Yeah, but there is a little skit on No Pressure about...
That was from Dark Place, but...
Okay. Maybe not then. I don't know, but there is, like, some sort of little skit on No Pressure where they talk about couldn't get the Tory Moi sample or something.
At the end of the day, though, I'm not a Logic fan.
At the end of the day, I think I'm a Logic fan.
He doesn't produce enough good music, or of the music he produces, and not enough of it's good for me. I don't have any. On my Spotify, there's no Logic songs saved. 1-800's in one of my playlists with, like, from, like, 2017 or something. But, yeah, I don't ever even think about Logic. So, I like that you brought him up, because I had to think about him and my musical journey with Logic. And I think I kind of fell into the trap of just hating him.
One last thing I want to say about this album is, I guess maybe part of the reason why I assumed that it wasn't, that it was... Right, no, I think this is his last album with Def Jam, because in the last song, Sayonara, it's like a shout-out track, basically. where he's saying, oh, shout out to this person I worked with at the record label and this person for advocating for me and blah, 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 but now I'm independent.
No, he re-signed for someone. He got a bag. He got a huge
bag. All right. Whatever. Last thing with Def Jam. And the reason why I thought that is because he's got this song, Introducing Nezzy, where he is, like, introducing this person that he's, like, co-signed or whatever.
Oh.
Like, bringing him out.
Well, that'd be and tough.
It's actually a good song.
Really?
And she and her performance, the artist's performance, Nezzy Momodu, her performance is quite good. I remember enjoying that song. So I think he's trying to, you know.
We'll see.
Uh-huh. He's trying to do his own thing more, and I think the retirement is just a representation of, like, I'm not going to care as much about the big business of hip-hop. I'm just going to, like, make beats and rap and, you know, not beat myself up if this doesn't get this amount of critical acclaim or whatever.
I think he's forever left the mainstream eye.
Yeah.
Which,
he doesn't need to be in it.
No, but he had a run there.
Exactly.
A run that
he had a very
was marred with too probably over-hated.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, I didn't like his music really ever. I don't like that kind of rap, though.
Yeah.
But you bringing him up made me have to kind of dive back into him, which was enjoyable.
All right.
Anyways.
Did you come up? You said when we were playing.
Yeah, let's play. Let's play. You wanted to play that. Let's play a song.
All right. You want to play a song right now? We play one more song, get one more add in and whatnot, and then we'll have our closing conversation here.
What do you want to hear?
I want to hear M83, man. We were praising that song.
All right.
I think we ought to play.
Atmospheric M83. This is Oceans Niagara.
Mm-hmm.
Single from M83. Actually, it might be an EP. Anyways. This could be an EP, but this is Ocean's
Single
Niagara.
For something.
Adventure. Art and Gift Shop is Vancouver's choicest destination for one-of-a-kind artist-made prints, posters, screen prints, riso prints, paintings, acrylic paintings, watercolor paintings, ceramic mugs, ceramic plates, ceramic bowls, ceramic pots, lapel pins, hats, toques, crochet bathing suits, jewelry, trinkets, knickknacks, hand-painted signs, curated thrift, and a bunch more stuff that won't fit in this designated block of airtime. Slice of Life Art and Gift Shop, located at 1636 Venables, just off Commercial, open 11 to 6, 6 days a week.
Looking to get a reliable and affordable used bike? Need a repair or service to your current ride?
Come to the Bike Kitchen, UBC's full-service community bike shop, located in room 36 of the UBC Life building. Our hours are Monday to Friday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m.
If you buy a bike from us, bring it back when you're done using it, and we'll give you half of your money back, as long as you took care of it. If it needs repairs, we'll split the cost with you.
Yep, you heard us right. We'll give you crisp dollar bills for half the original price of any used bike that you buy from us, minus the cost of repairs.
For more information about our buyback policy and to stay up to date on any COVID-19 inspired changes, find us online at thebikekitchen.com.
And we back and we back and we back for the last 7 or so minutes. All right.
Yeah.
Here we go, baby. Hugh.
Yes.
I need a hot take.
Okay.
I need an opinion of yours that you just came up with on the spot.
On the spot right now?
Well, not right now, but you came up with it like 20 minutes ago.
No, I didn't have one. I just suggested the idea. But
oh. Well, we're kind of counting on you to have some here. Just
that there is no song on Midnight as good as Bad Habit by Steve Lacy.
There is no song on Midnight by Taylor Swift that is as good as Bad Habit by Steve Lacy.
Like, if Bad Habit was on Midnight, it would be the best song.
I can see that. Anti-Hero's pretty good.
Oh, Anti-Hero's close, but
Anti-Hero's quite good.
I'm not a fan of the bridge after the chorus. I think that all of Bad Habit is fun.
Could have, would have, should have. Is a enjoyable song on there.
I like Lavender Haze, man. I'm not a big Swiftie. In fact, I'm not really a Swiftie at all. I really like Folklore, I think.
But I mean, Bad Habit's a great song.
Yeah.
Bad Habit's a really good song.
Yeah.
So, I don't know if that's. I mean, for a take that you just kind of came up with right there, pretty good take, but. I don't really think there's a lot of argument for me. Granted, okay. I'm not super intimately familiar with. I've listened to Bad Habit more than I've listened to a lot of the songs on Midnights. So I have no problem with saying that Bad Habit is better than all of Midnights.
Oh, okay. Give me one.
Oh, jeez.
Give me a quick hottie.
Quick hottie?
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to say, man, this is not the position. I don't know. This
Here,
is not the
position.
For you. Oh, boy.
No song off Midnights would make it onto Two Alive.
Two Alive.
By Yeet.
Well, no, because stylistically, they're incredibly different records. Like, there shouldn't be a song from Midnights on Two Alive.
I meant every song on Two Alive is better than every song.
Oh, okay. I don't think I agree with that. That's okay. I don't think I agree with that.
Maybe we'll bring Yeet out of the closet.
Logic is one of the best rappers of his generation.
Wow. There we go. There we go. There we go. That's a huge swing. Okay.
Yes, good flows.
Where's this evidence of his generation? So give me rappers who you think Logic is better than.
I'm gonna say
Or maybe I should give you rappers and you tell me what you think.
Yeah, because I'm going to say, like, Logic is better in just, like, more from, like, a technical ability side, more of a traditional hip-hop side. Like...
All right, here we go.
To say...
Pulled up my list of, like, big rappers during, like, the Logic era.
Okay.
Is Logic better than Young Thug?
Boy. Hey, you know what? Probably not.
Is Logic better than Future?
Nah.
Is Logic better than any of the Migos?
Yeah.
All of them?
Yeah, probably.
Okay. Is Logic better than Tory Lanez?
Yes.
Yeah. Travis Scott?
No.
Well, okay. Kodak Black?
Well, I guess Travis Scott isn't the best rapper in the world, but he's a much... You know what? Logic's a better rapper than Travis Scott. Travis Scott is a far better artist in every way.
Yeah.
But I'll say Logic's a better rapper. Because Logic's got, like, way better bars and wordplay than Travis.
Logic or 21 Savage?
I'll take 21.
Yeah. Logic or Made in Tokyo, maybe.
Made in Tokyo?
Okay, we'll skip him. You don't even know who that is.
I don't know who that is.
Logic or Baby?
Lil Baby?
Yeah.
It's close. It's probably not. I don't know. It's
remember, this is just technical. And this is you. It seems to me
Lil
like,
Baby's got a pretty good... Did is we pretty say, good at just spitting.
Yeah.
Though.
Seems like Logic's mid-table. Logic's... Like,
yeah, he's mid-table.
Which is... But...
He's
the... He's like top, like what? That's a great hot take, man. Is Logic better than Drake?
Drake's a...
You're trying your hardest to say yes.
No, I'm not.
No, dude, there's no way. But you haven't... We'll get back Drake on our old rap. Drake escapade. You haven't heard, like, really, really good Drake.
Drake can rap. Drake can rap for sure. When Drake's in his bag, he's quite good.
In his bag.
Yeah, when Drake's going, he's really, really going.
All right, well, we've got around 2 minutes left.
Yes.
So maybe we'll fade out to an atmospheric song.
Another one? This is just the atmosphere episode.
We set it up for Logic, but it's not. All right. Thank you guys for listening. This has been Music on the Menu.
Yes.
And this.
And, before we play the song, stick around on the radio station for Dunkin' Donuts coming up at noon.
Yes. All right, and before that, thank you guys for listening. This has been Music on the Menu. I'm Hugh.
I'm Alex.
And this is Midnight City by M83.
It's good.